This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So this was the quiz for the topic we covered yesterday, last night. The first question is, what happened when you refrain from making dua? I talked about this yesterday. Right up front. What happens when you refrain from making dua? Are you right? Just about that. It angers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It angers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maknab yas'alillah yasbab alayh. Whoever does not ask Allah, Allah will become furious at that person. Question number two, what actually happens when a person makes dua for the sisters? What actually happens when a person makes dua? Well, I can say three things. I mentioned them yesterday. When you make dua, you speak to someone who has not spoken. Not the same person who has
not spoken. That's not why you can
stop right here. Three things I mentioned yesterday. Either Allah will accept it on the spot, or you are.
Number two, if he doesn't accept it, then he will replace it with something better.
Okay, he will replace it with something better. Can you get me here the third one?
And then the third one is that if he doesn't get accepted, then he gets better and better.
So what's the difference between the second and the third?
Second is that in the third, if he doesn't get accepted, then ask for something else that is better for you to get into the second.
That's not what I said yesterday. I said something. Okay, I think you're almost there. So I said something might have or meant to happen to you. Allah would ward out some calamity, some musibah that was meant to happen to you by virtue of that dua. Allah would remove it. Remember that? Remember that? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Give her the chocolate. What is the main thing that prevents your dua from being answered? This I did not say, so think, right? There is one main thing that makes your dua not being answered. What is that main thing? You know, hawajis, jihadis, jihadis, it is for you and your wife and child. Onward, you and I were going to meet with this name of Allah. we're going to make this God, we're going to meet with this particular name. That I said to ask the prophet, I'm going to say, what is the God to say? And you all know the God. Who knows it? Allahumma, innaka, afuwan, tuhibbul afwa, fa'fu anni. What is the name of Allah? Al-Afu. Right here. Al-Afu. Pardon. Learn to pardon. Oh Allah, innaka afuwan. You love to forgive. And said, Afu, you pardon. And you love to pardon. You love to forgive. Fa'fu anni. Fa'fu anni. Please concentrate with me with this name, with this Quran, because this means, it means there is one ayah in the Quran, the ulama they say, the happiest ayah in the Quran. The happiest ayah in the Quran, the most hopeful ayah in the Quran, I'm going to mention the ayah, try to tell me the surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ba'da alayhi wa sallam, قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. The most hopeful, the happiest ayah in the Quran is this ayah. From Surah? Surah? Anybody? No, no, okay. What surah? Aywa? Surah? Huh? Al-Jumad. There's no ayah of surah al-Jumad. Ya ayah al-Jumad. Yes. Al-Jumad. 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 Please go and review this ayah. The most beautiful ayah. Qul ya ibadi. This name of Allah, you have Al-Tawwab, the one who initiates tawbah, the one who accepts repentance. And then you have Al-Ghafur, and then you have Al-Ghaffar, the forgiver, the unforgiver, Al-Ghafur, Al-Ghaffar, and then you have Al-Afu, the best. What is the difference? Al-Ghafur, he forgives you, but you will stand before Allah for his death. Everything you have done, you will go through it, you will go for Allah, and Allah again will tell you, I have forgiven you. But Al-Afu, what is the difference? Al-Afu subhanahu wa ta'ala, the things that you have done, they will not be there in your Nisa in your book of records. There will be a space, Afa, in Arabic, Afa, yani Maha, Afa, Maha. So there will be a space, there will be a range from your record. The angels will not mention them, they will not be there at all. In fact, when you go to Muhasaba, you will not be there. This is why you and I need to use this name in our du'a. Ya Afu, fa'fu anni. Ya Afu, innaka tuhibbul afwa, fa'fu anni. And brothers and sisters, because Allah loves Afu, you also have to do Afu, by the way. So I want to end with this. Because Allah loves the Afu, Allah loves pardoning, you also have to pardon others. You cannot ask Allah to pardon you, but your heart is filled with judgment, with hatred, with animosity. You don't like to pardon. You don't like to forgive. Allah is at the Afu. Because if you want Allah to forgive you, you have to just forgive. So here comes these two people, these two guys. Hey, what is the answer? So, come here. These two beautiful guys right here. Do you see it? In the day of judgment, imagine these two guys. The one guy has lots of hasanat, lots of hasanat, lots of good deeds. But he needs one good deed to enter Jannah. He can't enter Jannah because he needs one good deed. And this guy right here, he has no good deeds, nothing. Nothing. It's so bad. But he has only one good deed. This guy has, he needs one good deed. This guy is clean, he knows he's going to get fired. Because I only have one good deed and something I'm going to do with it. So he gives it to this guy. What am I going to do with one? Take it and enter Jannah. I'm like, hold on. You cannot be forgiver. I am the most forgiver. I am an Afu. I forgive you both. Hold your hands. Enter Jannah together. That's Allah and Afu. That is an Afu. This is who we are dealing with. Imagine. Brothers and sisters, when you stand before Allah, you don't want your mother to hold your husband's hand. If you were to choose between who's going to stand before you in the day of judgment, what's his dad? Can I choose my mom? Because my mom would love me. She would not want to throw me in hellfire. Don't choose your mother, don't choose your father. Choose Allah, because Allah is the Abul. It is more forgiving than your own parents. Allah is the Abul. So we all have to say, if you say it, Allahumma innaka afuwwun tuhibbul afwa. That's what I'm saying. I say it on your behalf. Allahumma innaka afuwwun tuhibbul afwa. يا رب يقوى عنا يا رب يسلمنا يا رب يتجاوز عنا يا رب يسترنا يا رب يسترنا استر عيوبنا يا رب استر عيوبنا يا رب انك عفو كريم تحب العفو واعف عنا امين امين جزاكم الله خيرا وجزاكم الله خيرا.